Figuring out which household items you can and can't recycle sometimes can be really challenging. In an attempt to make it easier, a new nationally consistent label has been developed. Eliza Borrello reports.
Many supermarket products come in plastic or cardboard packets. Lots of Australians diligently try to recycle them, but figuring out which bin something goes in can be hard. Sometimes jars can be recycled, but their lids can't. To make the rules clearer, a new national label has been created.
The label on the packaging will actually indicate which part of the product is recyclable and then which part of the product needs to go in the bin.
Adrian Cullen is Woolworths Sustainability Manager. He says the company has already begun phasing the label in on Woolworths branded products.
For example, on some of our ready meal range, so you can imagine there's a tray that comes with the ready meal. It's covered on top with a sheet of plastic and it might come with a cardboard collar. So it will probably tell the customer that the tray is recyclable. The plastic sheet on top would need to be torn off and that would go into the general waste with and the collar, the card made of cardboard, would then also be recycled.
This is obviously an initiative aimed at reducing contamination, but is it going to help reduce the number of non-reusable items people buy?
Well, it will certainly help to make customers more aware of what can and can't be recycled. And I think it'll create a good challenge for all of us that are developing products to think about the types of packaging materials that we want to use.
While efforts to encourage consumers to recycle are widely welcomed, waste management experts say more needs to be done to ensure manufacturers use recyclable materials. Today, new industry-led targets will be announced to support the federal government's commitment to make 100% of all packaging reusable, recyclable or compostable by 2025. Brooke Donnelly is the Chief Executive of the Australian Packaging Covenant Organisation, a not-for-profit group that brings government, industry and community groups together to fund projects aimed at addressing packaging sustainability issues.
So we need to address the use of recycled content, we need to address packaging being recycled or composted, and we also need to address what materials are unnecessary and problematic.
The Australian Packaging Covenant Organisation's Brooke Donnelly ending Eliza Borrello's report, and that is early AM for today.